You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is your show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. We just followed. I got a tough act to follow today. Tough act. We just had Nina, and we had Leo from the kids show before ours. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. This show is on every Sunday night, Eastern Standard Time, between 7 to 9. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Before I go any further, let me introduce to the players tonight, because we've got some folks in the house. My, to the right, I'm not going to say my bride, because she hates when I say my bride, so I'm just going to say my wife, the beautiful Miss Lynn Golder.
Am I allowed to talk now?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I don't have my headphones on. I'm just winging it here. But welcome to the August 27th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for Adults. Here we are. Welcome.
And, thing moved away on me. It ran away. Okay. Now, to my right, I think she's still sitting over there. I can't see her. But I think I hear her laughing. Sheila Young. Co-host Sheila Young, you there?
I am, Michael. Good evening, everyone, and I hope you had opportunity to listen to the kids' show. It was a lot of fun.
And to my left, listen to this one. We've got the vivacious, the very smart woman who's the president and CEO of World Services for the Blind out of Little Rock, Arkansas, Sharon. Sharon.
Hey, Michael, it's Sharon G from WSB. You know, I am so excited to be in the studio today. This is a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here. Before we go any further, this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. Or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
This show, well, let me tell you about this show. This show is going to be an interesting show today. If you feel like it, if you have, let's just say, the wherewithal to use your fingers, and if you want to push the buttons to call us up, 407-894-1680. And if you don't feel like calling, and if you don't feel like listening, turn us off now. But if you do feel like listening, the show is going to be very interesting today. Because we're going to be talking about something, well, here's what we're going to be talking about. It's called
reinventing.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Reinventing, going to plan B in your life. Because these three people in the audience right now, I'm not talking about my wife, three folks that are blind, Miss Sharon from Little Rock, Arkansas, Miss Sheila from Orlando, Florida, and myself, three people that went blind and changed, well, not only our lives, but we changed the whole thing. Well, we went to a different pace. We went to a different place. Is that right, Sharon? Went to a different place.
Definitely went to a different place. You know, it took me losing my sight to gain a vision.
And, okay.
You know, it's one of those things you got to just redefine yourself. And I like this plan B thing, so.
Well, Sheila?
Yes, sir.
You used to be didn't you used to be a bartender when you were sighted in Virginia?
Yes, my ex-husband and I owned a bar, and I did the cooking and bartended, but I was low vision at the time, so my clients or customers used to laugh because they'd say, Sheila's bartending, everything's free. But it wasn't.
What do you want?
Michael, before we go on, I just wanted to do two things.
Yes.
One, we wanted to say that we hope everybody in Texas is doing all right with the storm, Hurricane Harvey. And we're thinking about you all out there, family and friends. And the other thing is, something on a happy note, we wanted to wish happy birthday to Greg Lindbergh.
Yay.
Oh, Greg Lindbergh,
yesterday.
Man.
Yesterday.
Yep. Happy birthday, Greg.
Yep. I know we went to a University of, I think it was South Florida. Who's the Bulls? Chris, who's the Bulls? University of South Florida?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, University of South Florida, there. Right there in Tampa. Go Bulls.
There's a great picture of Greg with his parents. He has such fun parents. And they were at the game. So happy birthday, Greg. All right.
Well, anybody want to call up 407-894-1680? Here we go right now. Hold your safety belts. Don't go away. Let's hear a story. I want to hear a story right now. I want to hear a good story from Sharon from Little Rock, Arkansas. Sharon?
Michael?
Have you always been blind?
I've not always been blind. I've been blind for the last 17 years. I was 31 years old. It's gone but not forgotten.
So you went from vision to blindness.
I went from 20/20 to nothing in a matter of 7 months back in 2001.
What happened, Sharon?
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I just started getting sicker and sicker. And I was working as an LPN at the time and just sicker and sicker. Finally went to the doctor. They diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis. That was after I drove myself to the doctor, by the way, not being able to see. And they took me out to the end of the hallway and they said, hey, read that eye chart on the end of the hallway. Couldn't see the end of the hallway or the eye chart. So that was May 9th of 2001. And that was the last time that I drove. And, you know, we always have these milestones that we talk about, you know, and that was the one that, because that was a huge impact at that time. So, you know, after a series of that, I kind of got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And it was time for me to pick myself up by my proverbial bootstrap, so to speak. I sought rehab services and have just been running ever since. So,
well, did you do the normal thing that most people do when they're sighted and they go blind? And did you go through the grieving and the anger?
Right. I couldn't see anymore. So, yeah, I went through the normal thing. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, the grieving and the anger and the depression. And
oh, my goodness. It was absolutely horrendous. The only thing I could do was walk by my sink of dirty dishes at the time and just tell my husband I'm going back to bed because I just didn't have the energy to pick my head up off the pillow. And it wasn't so much that I was just not feeling so bad. It was that every day my sight and my self-esteem just diminished on a daily basis.
When did you go around from negativity to a positive in your life?
It took me about a month to do it, and I sought rehab services at the local community rehab program that we had in upstate New York, in Utica, New York, Central Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Made that first phone call, and, you know, I was still in that point. I probably was still at that anger point when I made the phone. I said, I don't know what you can do for me. I said, because I know the one thing that you can't do is give me back what I've already lost. But they came out and decided to visit with me anyway. And that just kind of started the entire process. You know, the fall that I was going blind, I had big plans. I was working as an LPN. I was going to go back and become an RN. I was going to work on a master's at that point. And but, you know, chasing a person with a red and white cane in one hand and a needle in the other, they do a lot more damage when they check themselves out through the window trying to get away from you. So, during that rehab process, I had just learned I needed alternative ways of doing things. And that's kind of when I embraced it. But it took me until November to truly get that aha moment. And that was when my orientation and mobility instructor came back in. It was the week before Thanksgiving of 2001. And he says, Sharon, during our next lesson, he said, you're going to learn how to take the bus. And I looked right at him and I said, Mitch, I said, I didn't take the bus when I could see. Why in the world would I now that I'm blind? And he just came back. He's, you know, Harvard educated. And he came back with his dry little sense of humor. And he says, because you could drive when you could see. That's probably why you didn't take the bus. And all of a sudden, it was like, wow, that light bulb went off. And I realized, so what you're telling me is if I want to live a normal life, just not being able to see, that all I have to do is learn alternative ways of doing things. And it all moved on from there.
You see that? Wait. You just said something very important.
What's that?
Going back to plan B. Plan B.
But how often do we have a plan B?
Most people don't.
That's right.
You know why?
I didn't plan this.
But do you know why they don't have a plan B?
Why don't they?
Give me one reason why they don't have a plan B.
Because it's not going to happen to me.
No. It happened, they're blind. Now the problem is they can't think of plan B. Right? Why not?
They don't have the resources. They don't have the tools.
That's only one reason.
Well, Tell me.
What do you think, Sheila?
Sheila?
Why do you think most people don't have a plan B? Or don't even know about a plan B?
Well, they don't want to admit. They don't want to deal with it.
That's one thing. They have to admit there's something wrong, number two. And the other answer is, when they think positive, then they can start thinking of positive things. What else can I do in this world that we live in? If I'm used to doing X and I can't do X anymore, is there anything else that I can do that I can make some money? Is there anything else I can do? And most people never get that far. They always say, well, I can't do that. I can't do this. I'm blind. I can't do nothing. I'm blind. Right. And that's all they keep on saying. I'm blind and I'm blind and I'm blind. So the answer is they don't do nothing because they're blind.
Well, they're scared. We've had this conversation before. They're scared. Right. They don't know what to do, so it's easier to do nothing.
Right.
And you know, I was the first blind person I met. I had nothing to market on.
I thought that blind people,
right. You know, I thought blind people sat on their front porch in their rocking chair. God, do I long for a day that I can sit on my front porch in my rocking chair.
Me too.
But that's okay. We can do that after we retire.
There you go.
I got a question for you. How'd you get here today?
Me?
Yeah. You were in South Florida. How'd you
I was. I was in West Palm Beach. I was at a great conference with a partner agency where we teach some of our credit counseling. It's the one who delivers our curriculum and proctors our tests for us. And so I was in West Palm, and I hopped on the train and came up to Winter Park where the beautiful Lynn and the wonderful Michael Golder picked me up at the train station.
But the question is this way. You're blind.
Right? I am.
And you took a train like I always do, right?
Right, right. So, but I flew to West Palm from Little Rock.
Right.
Spent a whole 36 hours there and then came up here to see you.
All right, but here's my point I'm trying to make to these people that are on the, listening on wherever they're listening from. You are blind, I am blind, Sheila's blind, and we all travel. We all travel.
Extensively, I travel. Right. So, yeah. So, you know, it's not a death sentence. You know, at first, that's kind of what I thought, that, you know, life's just over. If I can't see, you know, what am I going to do? But it's not over. There's hope out there. There's plenty of resources out there. Go out, get the training that you need, and run with it. You know, it's kind of, we have two choices in life, Michael. This is kind of how I look at it at this point in my life. That you're dealt a hand and you have two choices of what you're going to do with that hand. You're either going to fold or you're going to play that hand. And let me tell you, I have played the absolute dickens out of my hand and I'm enjoying every minute of it. I had to redefine myself. Sheila, what about you? I mean, it's a little bit different of perspective for you.
Well, yeah, because I've been low vision my whole life. I didn't have any total sight ever, you know, and they totally misdiagnosed me the whole time I was growing up.
Wow.
But, you know, when I got to the point to where I didn't have any more functional vision, and then I became single, and I moved to Orlando, and I started volunteering at a school after meeting these dear friends of mine at a divorce recovery course that I took at church, and I ended up getting a job, and I've got the job of my lifetime working with kids in the elementary school.
Hold it right there. We're going to break. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Be right back. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
It's going to happen.
One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. That's right. That's what they tell me. Michael, 407-894-1680. That is the number to call if you wish to talk to us. 407-894-1680. You know, Sonny's Barbecue. If you want barbecue in Orlando, I'm sorry, folks, in Little Rock, Arkansas, they don't have, a Sonny's Barbecue. But they have in Orlando. Aww. Sonny's Barbecue. And I'm talking about real barbecue. That's right. They even have a $14.95 barbecue that all you can eat ribs, all you can eat for $14.95.
And stop it, Mike. Stop.
I had him.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Chris. Let's leave.
I had three helpings myself, and I kept them. And my wife said, you better stop because you're going to get sick from all these ribs. And I said, oh, these ribs are so good.
And he got sick.
Not that she would ever say, I told you so, but... Hey.
Because I was using too much sauce. I love sauce. I kept on putting the sauce on all the ribs, and it was delicious. It was so good.
And so you're saying you got sauced?
Yes.
So saucy.
And the salad bar they have is very good, too. They have salad bar, very good. And they have very good food. Lynn, what do you always have when you go to Sonny's?
I don't know, Sheila, what do I have? I forget.
Pulled chicken.
Yeah, they have other things besides
ribs. And that
ribs.
Appetizer we got, Sheila, was really good.
Everything I've ever had at Sonny's was good.
Yeah, Sonny's Barbecue. So Sonny's Barbecue, remember the name, Sonny's Barbecue. When you are in Orlando, don't forget to ask for...
Hey,
what are you going to ask for? Who are you going to ask for? What do you want? What do you want, Chris Shaw? What do you want? We got
Let's
a show
take a trip
going on here.
To your hometown.
What?
We got a caller, Dennis. He got a comment that he wanted to give in to you.
Oh, I remember Dennis.
Dennis, where? From calling from where?
A flash from the past.
Dennis from where?
Philly.
Philly? Dennis from Philly?
Remember Dennis?
Are you there, Philly?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing, Dennis?
Good. And Michael, I'm blind. I have BBS, Bart 2 Beter Syndrome. You never heard of that?
No.
Anyway, I travel. I went down to Atlanta, Georgia to see my son and my granddaughter. And I stay in the wheelchair when I fly, and I don't walk through security. I stay in the wheelchair, and that's a lot easier.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I go in a wheelchair, absolutely.
They don't make you take your shoes off or nothing. That's right. Really worked good. But
yep.
I'm going to go to Denver, Colorado in October to do a Foundation for Fighting Blindness Vision Walk, Denver, where my other son works. My other son lives out in Denver.
Hey, Dennis.
I raised $1,600 in Orlando last year.
Good. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Where you been? You haven't called us in a long time.
Like a year.
I know.
Well, we're glad you're listening, Dennis.
Have you been listening to the show, Dennis? Have you been listening?
Oh, yeah, I listen to it now, from time to time. Here's the deal. I listen on the phone on that radio. I forget what you call it now.
518-712?
Yeah. I listen on the phone.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, can I give the phone number out for this walk in Denver and promote that, my vision walk, or not?
That's what you can. You can. Do what you want. Okay. You're on.
The website, well, first of all, it's on Saturday, October 7th in Denver, Colorado. And the website is foundationforfightingblindness.org. But they can give a donation over the phone with a credit card. The phone number is area code 310-201-3005. I'll give it again. Area code 310-201-3005. You have to say you support Team Dennis the Menace. That's my team name, Dennis the Menace.
Okay. Cute. Thanks for calling in, Dennis.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Keep on calling in. Okay, Lynn, you're up.
Well, you want to take another caller right quick?
Sure.
All right. Right here from Orlando, we have our good friend Stan the Man. How you doing, Stan?
Oh, he hung up. He heard you and hung up.
That's what it was.
Okay, Lynn, you're up.
I'm up? What am I up?
You wanted to do something.
I've got a lot of things to do here. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to trivia.
No, that's okay.
I missed my trivia.
Who's on first? Jeez. Let me do my PSA first.
Oh, PSA,
for the lighthouse.
PSA.
Yes, we love our lighthouse, and I would like to help them here with their event. PSA. Okay. This is in reference to the 2017 Emerging Vision Breakfast, and that is, I turn the card right side up, is Wednesday, September 13th, 2017, from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Join Lighthouse Central Florida as they continue to push beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss and empower those that they serve. They are celebrating Lighthouse's mission of empowerment and showcasing the stories of the amazing children, teens, and adults in their care. And they look forward to welcoming you to this very special event. It's at the First Baptist Church of Orlando, Faith Hall, 3000 South Young John. Am I saying this right?
John Young.
Yeah, I can read. 3000 South John Young Parkway in Orlando. So you go there and you register at 8 in the morning, and the program starts at 8:30, and it's over at 9:30. They give you breakfast, and there will be volunteers in the parking lot to help your drivers find the right parking spaces. Reserve your seats today. Call Ilea Vasquez, and her phone number is 407-898-2483, extension 235. That's 407-898-2483. That's the Emerging Vision Breakfast, Wednesday, September 13th, 2017.
And after you go there, you can go to Sonny's Barbecue and get some ribs.
After breakfast, go for ribs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood right now for ribs. Let's trivia time.
Wait, I thought we were going to try to see if Stan was... Oh, he's off?
He's back. He's off.
No, he's off.
He's gone. All right, Michael, do your trivia.
Okay, trivia time. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? Who is singing this song? Come on now. Let's go, Sharon. Let's do it. Let's go.
You want a boogie?
Let's go. No. I didn't know Dan, so I have to dance with two of you. Come on, come on. Hey, hiya. Howdy, show on the radio. Let's go. Come on. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? All right, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
My favorite era of music.
You are listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you miss any part of this show, the kids show, just look, go no further. Go to the website of blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can listen to this show, the kids show, anything you missed. Or if you want to write to us, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
I'll tell you what, Nina and Leo did a great job on that kids show. I know they were nervous, but they did a great job.
Very nervous. What do you, I mean, that's something for a 10-year-old.
Yep.
I think, how old is Leo?
18.
I love that name, Leo.
He's 18. He's a senior in high school.
There you go, Leo. Otherwise known as Eugene.
You seem to change everybody's name, Michael.
That's right.
Dennis was talking about the Foundation Fighting Blindness. We also have a vision walk here in Orlando. It's usually in May, so I'm also a member of that.
We have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do. I didn't want to interrupt Sheila.
That's okay.
She'll smack me over here if
That's
I interrupt.
Okay.
Who's
I would not
line?
Smack
Who's
you.
On the line?
Okay, we have Brent calling from Hansford, California.
Oh, my.
Oh, I know who that is, and I asked
California?
Him. Yeah.
What's his name?
That's our friend Brent.
Brent.
Yes, hi.
How you
hi,
doing, Brent?
Brent
you
calling
for
a trip,
Brent?
I'm doing wonderful. How's everybody back there?
Everybody is good, Brent.
Oh, that's good.
You calling in for trivia?
Yes, I know the answer.
You know the answer. You think you know the answer. Okay.
Yes,
who is it?
I'm positive because I used to have the record.
What's that?
No, I had it on the 45 RPM.
Oh, wow.
Now you're showing your age, Brent.
Are you ready, Miss Lynn?
I'm ready.
It is Heat Wave by Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, yay. Right.
Well, I'll be able to mail donut corn, yeah.
Yes, we are.
So our friend follows every book, and he listens to the show, and we just love you.
Well, did you listen to
Kim? That goes both ways. I really appreciate you folks. Also, I really enjoy this one. I've heard some programming on the station, uplifting and really good.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to kids show an hour before us?
You know, here's the reason. Clock mass. Okay. And I don't get a 2. And this is Pacific time here. And I hope I get to hear it. I think what happened, I thought it would be the same time slot as you'd be doing it, kids.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly enough after I got home. Because I wasn't home too long before 3. So I'd be here. I were doing
it. It was on at 3 o'clock. On four Sunday.
He can catch it. We'll have the show archived on the
Figure tomorrow. You can listen to the show.
Kids archive.
And but also, clean one more question. Is that okay,
Lynn?
All right. Are the shows, remember
shows.
In the other show, you used to be able to listen. We able to go
yes, you can listen
and
every
listen
show we've
to this
had.
Show that I
never missed. It's on this. It's archived.
Brent, the website is show.org.
Brent.
Right. And then hopefully your screen reader will pick up, but it says
archive show podcast and the
eventually right
that site. Okay,
it'll take your information from
yes up. We have to get your
answers.
Thank you
thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank
are
you.
You're welcome. Nice day.
It's always nice to
really following the show from the beginning.
Wow.
And it's a friend of Massachusetts.
So we went from Philadelphia to California, right? So now it's Lynn.
Well, I would like to tell everybody that if you have anybody at home that needs care, that you might want to call Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. That's right. Sheila,
2 weeks in a row. Yeah. I feel honored.
And Jim went about how to hire them. 24/7. They have term contracts, and they will just go on errands, maybe to take their medicine. They have even just companion. They do it all. And if you're in this, call Home. There is 5178 to Phillips Bolando. Here's the phone. It's 7-237-5507-23155. Visit them on the web, o.com.
Listen, folks, a plan B, learn. You want to hear just write at Blind and Beyond. And we can write back and we can talk to each other. Because I'll be the end how to do plan B.
Or actually, I never had a U.S. Army veteran. And, you know, it's just not, it's always, well, something like that wouldn't happen to me. I was 31.
This radio station, believe it
is. Is it?
I'm in sales because I was in my clothing business for almost 50 years there, all my life. I was in
the myself, too. Designing clothes. I mean, really?
There you go.
Shows.
And radio. Sever would have said.
Sheila.
Yeah. So.
You were back in be a school teacher for
a mother and a wife, and that's all I knew. And my kids grew up the bar. Hold the bar. Like, okay, to a couple rehab centers for the, I mean, I was 4 years old. So, no, I would be where I am today. I'm not a youngster.
Who told you that?
Trust me.
You're number 29.
Oh, that's
Sheila, I'll hear more about this. Listen, I have a question for you. Remind me, just a caller calling from Kevin from Pittsburgh. Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
Evening, Sheila.
Wait, you recognize the voice?
Well,
I moved back home. Yeah.
Oh, we have other people.
People in Pittsburgh.
Are you
gift cards?
Oh my gosh, that's right. Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep. Oh.
Glad to be back, Pittsburgh.
Well, unless there's any things for it.
Save yourself, Kevin.
Oh, but which I know there is much, but
what kind of scout?
Just your must like that.
The way that was taught, I think that was fast, huh?
Extremely fast.
Are you blind?
Yeah, got a little vision left.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than eating.
A break.
Kevin.
Come on in. Hey, tune, don't go. And beyond.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Just a phone call away. No long-term contracts. Peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now. 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. Hope you enjoy this show. Hope you're learning something about the blind folks. I just heard a funny joke. And you all may not get it, but I want to ask Sharon to tell that joke. Sharon, tell the joke.
Hey, Michael, what's the scariest thing to read in Braille?
I don't know.
Do not touch.
You get that, folks? I don't get it.
Chris got it.
Did you get that, Chris?
I love it.
Sheila got it.
I love it.
Well, I read Braille. Exactly. We can tell who the Braille readers are in the
room. Right. I called it, though. Good job, Chris.
All right. I'll tell you a funnier joke.
Uh-oh.
This is real. What do you call a bear that's got no teeth?
I think he's told that last week.
A bear with no teeth?
I
don't remember.
A gummy bear.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
I was going to say cooked.
Okay, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and I heard what she just said. I heard it. Anyway, phone number to call in if you wish to do so is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Let's go back to Sheila. Sheila.
Oh, I wanted to go back to Sharon.
Go back to Sharon.
Oh, and I had to ask a question for Sheila. So you go ask Sharon first.
Sharon.
Sheila.
So.
Oh, like a ping pong game here.
We're having too much fun. After you went through the rehab and went through all of the training that you had to go through to kind of change the approach of your life, and you were in upstate New York, which I know where that is, how in the world did you end up in Little Rock, Arkansas?
Well, boy, is that a story, let me tell you. So
I asked her that today, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. You know, it was just one of those things that I went from the manufacturing line. I moved into a management position where I was doing public policy and consumer relations. And I thought that I wanted to get out of the blind biz. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that, well, you know, I want to go do something in corporate America. So I went out to the Northwest. I interviewed a couple things, but my heart kept on bringing me back. So I talked with my husband and I decided to pack up and move to Washington, D.C., where I worked for National Industries for the Blind. Mm-hmm. Now, that didn't get me to Little Rock. You can't get there from here. You know, it's one of those things. And so I spent some time there. I did some public policy work, got to be on the Hill. That was a lot of fun, you know, during the COAT, the CVAA legislation, you know, where the National Deafblind Equipment Distribution Program got its birth. And then I was recruited by an agency in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I went in to serve as their vice president of programs and services. Still was doing public policy, doing programs, services. We had a really diverse business model. We had a manufacturing line. You know, it's like your lighthouses that you have here in Florida. Mm-hmm. You know, those are all associated agencies, and we're all brothers and sisters in that. And so, you know, kind of some life circumstances changed, and one of those was in 2013, my husband passed away. And so it was, I sold the house where we lived, went out and bought another one, but it was always, there was something that was missing, and it was him. So I just started to seek, and I found out about this opportunity in Little Rock. Anybody who's been anybody in the blind biz has known about World Services for the Blind, previously Lions World Services for the Blind, previously Arkansas Enterprises for the Blind. And so I called and I talked to him, and I decided to throw my hat in the ring. So that's how I ended up in Little Rock. I tell you, it was never on my radar screen, though, Sheila. You know, it wasn't one of those things. It's like, oh, when I grow up, I want to move to Little Rock, Arkansas. Yeah, no. But I tell you, It's home now. You know, I have a great home. I bought a home about 4 blocks from the agency. So, you know, when all the sighted people come in and they're whining about the traffic that they had to, you know, I just kind of say, yeah, I think a cat ran across the alley, you know, when I was on my way to work this morning.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I walk to work and I hear the same thing and I go, huh. Takes me 10 minutes to walk.
Exactly. And that's if I walk really slow.
Hey, guys, so. We have a caller, and we'll come back to our conversation. We have, boy, Pennsylvania's hopping today. Robert from Valley Forge, PA.
Robert from Valley Forge, PA. Robert, how you doing, Robert?
Good evening, folks. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening.
Robert, how's your computer coming?
Jason called.
I'm not quite sure who I'm supposed to thank for the help I received earlier
Michael contacted Jason Goldfield in West Palm Beach, and you spoke to Jason.
I told you I was going to help you, so I called Jason away.
Let's hear what happened.
He called me. He told me about an app to put on my phone called iBlink Radio, but it has a new name now. And when I got that installed, there were so many podcasts up there to listen to. It'll take me months and months to work my way through all of that. But we're doing a lot of talking about Braille, and I thought I'd call and ask a question about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm a diabetic, and I've been testing myself since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't have a lot of sensitivity in my fingertips anymore. Because back then I had this special glucose testing meter where you could only test on your fingertips. It wasn't until many years later I got an alternate site testing meter to talk. So I'm pretty numb in the fingertips now.
Well, what I would recommend, Robert, what I would recommend, and I don't know if Sharon agrees with me or not, but I would recommend you try to use your finger pads instead of the fingertip.
And then an alternative to that also would be the paper Braille sometimes can be really sensitive, especially to, you know, weather and elements, mm-hmm. especially, you know, if in Florida, in Little Rock, we have one thing called humidity.
Right.
And one of the things that I have found that's really helpful for a lot of the clients that we serve is the electronic Braille displays,
mm-hmm.
because you can make them to where they are a very stiff one and they don't have the flexibility. And so that helps a lot of people with neuropathy in their fingers. But yeah, I mean, rather than just using the ends of your fingers, you can use alternative sites. I know one person, and I know this sounds weird, but this is absolutely the truth, is she actually reads Braille with her nose because she has no feeling in either one of her hands.
And
what are you saying?
I'm serious.
She reads with her nose?
She reads Braille with her nose. She literally picks up the Braille page and she uses the end of her nose because it's really sensitive.
And it's really, you know, Braille does go flat very easily.
It does. It's very sensitive.
Right.
So that's really difficult.
It's like Michael. It's very sensitive.
I just wasn't sure at my age I could start learning Braille with this handicap of not having sensitive fingertips anymore.
No, I would say you can, but I would just try to find an alternative, you know, method, either the electronic Braille or even Jumbo Braille.
Jumbo Braille works for a lot of our folks that we have that have the diabetic neuropathy in their fingers at WSB. It's just that, you know, commercially you're not going to find the books, you know, that are available, and most people don't have those. I mean, I have one on my entire campus that produces that. And
Jumbo Braille a service or a device?
It's you can buy a brailler that will braille Jumbo Braille, and they're bigger dots.
Ah, okay.
And not a lot bigger, but they're a little bit bigger.
And so do you already know the Braille code?
No, I messed up. I messed up so bad I could kick myself. They told me at age 16 I was going to go blind. And like you said, I didn't have a plan B. I wasn't even thinking about it. And when I finally got to the point where I did go blind at age 40, the diabetes had kicked in, and there was all these other devices to help me.
Right. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, there is an app for the iPhone for Braille.
There's several apps for the iPhone for Braille.
I just don't remember the names of them.
And
I can't even imagine how that would work.
It does. It does.
Well, it's not that it works. It's not, it helps you to learn the Braille.
Right.
You know, I mean, because you could study with that, and you could use tennis balls and a six-hole muffin tin to learn the Braille.
I've heard that.
It works great. Mm-hmm. And then also, American Printing House for the Blind has these great peg slates that you could learn with, or they have ones that are wooden that you can learn with. And you know, what it is getting it down. But, you know, my question to you is what's your goal? You know, why do you want to learn Braille?
To be able to label stuff.
To be able to label stuff. But, you know, you also... And so you know how to read print, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, you could make, like, raised letters with puffy paint. You can go to Walmart, and you can go to the fabric section and buy puffy paint. I mean, it doesn't have to be that the only option that you have is Braille.
And, Robert, there's an app on the iPhone called TapTapC that is free, and there's also an app called Digit Eyes, and I don't remember if, I think that was $9, $10, something.
But it's worth every penny
And it's worth every penny because it'll read the barcode, and also the new Seeing AI from Microsoft. It's called Seeing.
Not familiar with that one.
It's brand new.
I did install the KNFB reader on my Android phone, and I'm amazed how well that works.
Yeah, right. It does. But the Seeing AI for artificial intelligence, and it's a Microsoft product, and it will read the barcodes on can items.
It'll not only read the barcodes, but you can point it at something, directions. Just point it at a piece of paper, and it'll read to you. Mm-hmm. I could sit here and take a picture of you, Sheila, and it will give me a description of you.
Oh, that's
I could
scary.
Take a picture of the You I notice I didn't say I was going to take a picture of Michael, right?
There you go, baby.
There goes your broken phone.
I don't know. It's pretty tough. I have one of those Defender cases on it, so I think it can even defend against Michael's. So.
Well, Robert, there's so much out there for you to learn.
Thanks for calling in, Robert.
There's alternatives. There's always a plan B.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Robert.
You for calling in, Robert.
Talk to
Keep
you next
on calling
week.
In. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. What else?
So anyway, let me finish my question to Sharon. When
my train derailed, what was the question?
we're going from track to 10 to 20. So when you did all of this traveling, had you already gotten your master's degree?
When I did, I was working on it along the way. So when I started off on the manufacturing line in upstate New York, I had just started the same month working on my associate's degree. So I would pack gloves, you know, those gloves that they frisk you with at the airport. You can thank a blind person in upstate New York for those, because those are the ones that are packing those. And so I was doing that. I was listening to books on tape during the day, and then at night I would go to school. Then eventually I transitioned into an online program. When I moved to DC, I had transferred into my bachelor's program at that point. Continued to do those classes online, and then I ended up in August of 2009. I ended up with an MSW and an MBA, both summa cum laude. So I worked full time.
Ooh la la!
Ooh la la! I know fancy words, eh?
Laude.
Yeah, summa cum laude with highest honors. And how I did that, I'm really not sure how I did that.
Well, you said you was a rapper. I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Right, a rapper.
You got two, you said?
I got two. I got a master's of social work and a master's of business administration. And you know, the reason why is I had a really good mentor along the way that had said, you know, really good business people are really bad people sometimes. You know, they're bad. You know, they're just bad human services people. And he said, and really good human services people, they'll just give away the farm. So they make awful business people. They said, so what you want is a mix. And kind of my goal was if I was going to stay in this business, that I wanted to move up the rank. You know, I never looked at that first glove job that I had. I never looked at that as my only job. I had no marketable skills whatsoever as a person who was blind. You know, I was going to go to RN school. I had my plan for the rest of my life down. Well, when I didn't have a plan B, somebody helped me along with a plan B. And, you know, it was getting the services that I needed. It was moving. They met me where I was, and they got me to where I wanted to go. And that evolved as I went along the way. I mean, I had no idea whatsoever what that plan was going to be. But I tell you, I'm pretty honored to sit in the seat that I do today. You know, in 14 years, I moved from the manufacturing line to the CEO's chair. And that's because I've had a whole lot of people that went ahead of me that paved a lot of roads for me and made life a whole lot easier.
We're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. We'll be back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.